Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹，午安。
So today I want to share a little bit about some perhaps mistakes that we may make of understanding God.
今天我要跟各位分享是说我们目前许多人一些错误对于神一些错误的想法。
So Andy, can you be my guinea pig?
Sure. 我做他的实验品。
Okay, it's going to be very safe, don't worry.
Okay.
All right. So let me show you this.
You want to give me
so,
a watch?
Almost. So what is this?
这是什么？
手表。Yeah, it's a watch, right? Mm-hmm. You think so? No, this is actually not a watch.
Right. 其实这不是手表。
Okay, so this is actually, can you get your hand here?
Yeah,
all right.
Right here.
So this is actually a saw. like this. Oh, there's blood. Oh, right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
What? Isn't that strange? We all think that this is a watch. Why would you think that this is a saw? Well, there's actually a story behind it. What's the point? There's this little boy. And his father says this. He said, look, what is this?
父亲说，你看这是什么？
Well, actually, this little boy didn't even say that it's watch because he was so little, he couldn't figure out this is nothing.
而其实这个小孩子太小了，他根本不知道这是表，他根本什么都没有说。
And the father says, well, you know, this is a saw.
他的父亲说，我跟你讲，这是一个锯子。
You know, there are these bad people.
你知道吗？那些坏人啊。
And they would use this to saw people.
他们会用这个锯子来锯人的。
So, son, you got to be very careful. Well, then several months later, this neighbor moved in. There's a little guy named Mark. So he came over and said, hey, you know, you want to come over to play? Okay, so there he went. He went over there to play. And then Mark said this, right? Wow, you know, how about if we start playing building house?
那个马可说，我们来玩塔基木盖房子好吗？
Sure, that sounds like a really good idea.
哦，那个很好玩的。
Okay, how do we do that?
好的，那怎么玩呢？
Well, you know, Mark says, my father is a carpenter. Of course, we'll take out a saw.
马可说，我的爸爸是一个木匠，当然我要拿一个锯子出来了。
Now, what do you think this little boy is thinking at this time when you hear the word saw?
你认为这个小孩子当他听到锯子的时候，他心里是想什么？
Scared, yeah, frightened.
Oh, 他吓死了，对的。
Bling, 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 bad guy, you know.
Oh, 他就心里面很害怕坏人来了。
Okay, I said, no, I'm not going to do this.
他说，哦，那我不要了。
But there's another part of it, so I do want to play, though.
那么另外一部分就是我不要玩。
Do want.
Oh,
yeah, alright. So Mark said, yeah, don't worry, it's a good book. I'm not going to tell your father.
马可说，不要怕了，我不会跟你爸爸讲。
Okay, so here he got out a saw.And then, you know, the little boy saw, look at this. What is he thinking? Big question mark on the top of the head, right? And covered with several pieces of big black cloud. Yeah, don't get it, because this is not a saw. Yeah, and then a lot of emotion starts to come from inside this little boy. Is Mark lying to me? He's my good friend. Or is it my dad lying? This is a very confusing situation, isn't it? No, of course, this is impossible. Right? I mean, everybody knows that this is a watch, that's a saw. But I'm afraid, you know, brothers and sisters, sometimes we live our life growing up mistaking our Godfather as a saw. But in fact, he's not, obviously. But we still think he is.
但是我们仍然认为如此。
How does that come about?
那这是怎么讲呢？
For example,
比如说,
sometimes people grow up and having a bad relationship with their actual biological father.
有的时候我们长大或者跟我们的生我们的父亲有 不好的关系。
In fact, I have seen several people like that.
那实际上我有看到人真是有这种情况。
And then they actually grow up, guess what, having bad relation withOur Heavenly Father.
你不会想到他们真是长大跟他们的生身之父有一个很坏的关系。
And then, yet there are, I'm a counselor, right?
那么我是一个
辅导员。
辅导员 yes, thank you very much.
And so I have seen there's like these women that come in and then talk to me about how they've been hurt in relationship.
我有妇人来到我这边跟我。就接受辅导，他说他有一个很坏的关系。
And then they think that, oh, you know, God has abandoned them.
他们认为神遗弃了他们。
Furthermore, some of them who have been abused, they actually start mistrusting men and also God at the same time.
更甚于此的，有的人就因此不相信人以及不相信神了。
And then there are many, many cases like that when we grow up and mistaking, getting wrong information about God.
在我们成长的过程中，我们会有从神那边得到很多错误的印象，很多错误的资料。
Let me give you my personal example.
我给你一个我自己的一个例子。
Well, at the age of 14, as I was here last time, I talked about my becoming blind at that time.
我在14岁的时候眼睛瞎掉了。
Because of glaucoma.
What is glaucoma?
青光眼。
因为青光眼。
And then at that time, you see, I was just a little teenager here, and then such a shocking thing happened to my life. You can imagine the emotional impact on me, right?
我那时候是一个青少年，所以这个消息对我来讲非常的震撼，你知道一定是很震撼我的，惊愕我的。
So what did I do? I at that time was going to a Catholic school.
我那个时候去天主教的学校。
And I went into this Catholic church, beautiful Catholic church, in fact.
我这个天主教学校非常的漂亮。
I went into the chapel.
我到这个教堂里面去。
And I looked at like these shrines of Jesus, of Saint Joseph, and of Saint Mary, and all that.
我知道这个圣殿关于这个圣母玛利亚还有约瑟等等。
Oh, it seemed a very holy place.
是一个非常
And when nobody was watching, I kneeled down in one of the pews there.
妈，我在一个台子前面就跪下来了。
And I cried.
我就哭了。
And I talked to God.
我就向神说。
And I said, God, if you can heal my eyes, I can do anything for you.
我说神啊，若你能够医治我的眼睛，我愿意。为你做所有的事情。
I put my trust in Heavenly Father.
我把我信靠放在天上父神的身上。
Unfortunately, God has never healed my eyes.
很不幸的，神没有医治我的眼睛。
I was very disappointed.
我很失望。
I thought this God is a God that play trick on people.
我以为说这个神跟我开玩笑。
To me, this God is a saw.
对我来说，这个神就好像是一个锯子一样。
That caused me a lot of grief.
使我有很多的悲伤。
Brothers and sisters, have you in your life at some point or even recently encountered situations that caused you to have some misinformation about God and therefore you hang on to that?
弟兄姐妹朋友们，是不是你有过这个经验，甚至于目前最近有过错误的一些印象关于神的。
Actually, let's have a raise of hand. Has anybody mistaken God for something else? Can you raise your hand?
你举手，如果说你心里面把神当作是其他的东西看待的话。
Anybody?
有没有人觉得神好像是一个工具一样的？
No one? All right.
So far, oh yeah, we have a some.
some
your wife, my daughter, and me.
Yeah. And myself, right? Right. I know, Chinese people are kind of shy to raise their hands. So. But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
From what I have experienced, I've asked a lot of people, and most people have experienced similar things before. It's a different topic, but everybody seems to have experienced something like that. So my first point today is about the fact that we do, for some reason or the other, mistake God as something else. My second point is to look a little bit further as to what's exactly going on. I think part of the biggest problem is that we don't even have the right instrument to figure out what is right and what is wrong. Sometimes. Or figure out who God is and who God is not. Now remember back this story that I was telling in the beginning. When the little boy saw the actual saw, the little boy actually has no instrument to figure out whether or not that is a saw or watch at all. Because we've been like so used to the pattern that the stories that we've been told have experienced, and that's the story that we're stuck with. We have no tools. Now one of the blockages that I have often seen, especially in our community, Chinese community, I want to just use that as an example. I want to use an example from our Chinese community. Several years ago, I was in San Francisco. I met a pastor. A very famous pastor. He was born, I guess, ABC, right? Born in the United States. So there was one day he was talking to me about his life story. It was like this. He was born in a rather traditional Chinese family. And his parents are very strict. Strict, as in 严格.
Okay.
So, you know, they say in San Francisco, and then basically this pastor in the beginning goes to regular school, and then after school, guess where he has to go to?
Seminar.
Oh, no, after, as in like during the day, he goes to a regular school,
okay.
And then after class.
Okay.
Where would he go to? Bujiban, yeah. Chinese school, right?
Yeah.
You know, learn Chinese. Yeah, here it was, you know, all his classmates are going to have, you know, a baseball and other kind of ball games, and here he was, like, you know, having to listen to this boring Chinese teacher, right? Okay, so that's still not the biggest problem there. Well, his father especially has this deal about his grade, like school grades. So let's say when this little boy comes home with a report card. Basically, the rule is like C represents calamity.
基本上来讲，如果拿到一个 C 是代表
很差很差的那个
，Yeah, okay.
right. And if you get a B, that means bad.
你如果拿到 B 表示不好。
If you get an A, that would be acceptable.
你如果拿到 A, 这才是可以，勉强可以。
So for him, I mean, he's like never really get a lot of affirmation from her parents, from father.
所以他没有得到他从他父母亲没有得到很多的鼓励奖赏等。
And that's how he's growing up.
那么他就是慢慢长大了。
Well, guess what his relationship is with God?
你觉得他的跟神的关系会怎么样啊？
It turns out that, I mean, for the longest time, he also sees the Father, like Heavenly Father, as an authority figure, and then it's all about rules and very, very rigid, and he would not like to connect with other people, and it's just very rigid kind of religion that he was in.
那么很长的一段时间，他就认为说，我们在天上的父也是很严厉的，总是很多规矩、很多规定要去遵循的。
Now, this guy is very, very obedient, just like, you know, many of us Chinese kids growing up.
这个人他非常的顺服，就好像我们很多人都是这样子的。
And he actually got into UC Berkeley.
那么他参加了这个 UC Berkeley.
Yeah, so this spring break, he came home, and one day there was this, you know, the school would mail him the report card for the quarter, right?
那个暑假他回家里面学校要寄给他的成绩单。
So he just accidentally put it on the desk or the table.
他一不小心放到了桌上。
Now remember, right now this guy is already age almost 21.
那么这个人现在差不多已经21岁了。
So his father just accidentally picked the piece of paper up and looked at it.
那么他的父亲不小心拿起来看到了这个成绩单。
And then here's what he said to the young man.
那么他的父亲跟他说。
Look, you know, this is a B plus. Are you going to be okay in Berkeley?
他爸爸说，你只拿到 B 加，你觉得你在加大伯克莱校可以过得去吗？
So when this young man heard that, basically like flame was going up out his eyes, right?
他听了这个眼睛都要喷火了。
And then he literally yelled at his father for 2 hours.Non-stop.
他就向他的父亲叫了两个小时。
Because he was very angry.
因为他非常的生气。
And he was saying like, throughout my life, you've been doing this to me, and you have never given me any affirmation. Are you sure you are still going to do that when I'm 21?
他说我一辈子你都在那边一直在那边挑剔我，从来没有给我任何的鼓励奖赏。我现在已经21岁了，你还要这样子吗？
Well, after 2 hours, the father said, "Well, I didn't know I was doing that to you."
两个小时以后，他的父亲说，我不知道你这么样生气。
I was just trying to help you and love you.
我只是想要帮助你，我要爱你。
But I didn't know you felt so bad about it.
我不知道你会这么生气。
And by the way, it was really interesting when this pastor was sharing with us about this.And basically, in the room, there were like a room full of ABC, and basically most of the people there nodded their head, yeah, that, I can relate to that.
很有意思的是，当他分享的时候，整屋的人都是美国生的中国人，几乎每个人都点头，有同样的经历。
Now, thanks be to God, through this very, very tough experience, that this young man actually...came back to God and realized that actually his biological father and what he had experienced before was actually not a proper reflection of who God really is.
感谢神，因为让这个年轻人他了解到，他地上的父亲所作所为，实际上不是我们的天上的父亲所作所为的。
What he has experienced is different from what God says he is.
那么他所经历到实际上是跟神所说的不一样。
So, Then he was able to actually give his life to the Lord, and now he's a very famous pastor in San Francisco area.
他最终全人奉献神成为在湾区非常有名的一位牧师。
You see, for this man, really, he had no tool for the longest time to figure out what is what, who is God, who is not God. It's all mixed up.
那么对这个人来讲，他很长的一段时间完全没有概念到底神是怎么样子。
And I get a sense that actually this story is not just about education.
那么我有一种感觉，就是这个故事不是关于教育方面的事情。
It's actually part of our culture.
实际上是我们的文化传统。
I think we are a very performance-based kind of culture.
我相信我们的文化是非常偏重在你的表现如何。
Actually, just now, when we were like singing and dancing, I really praise God for what we're doing here.
刚才我们在又唱又跳的时候，我一直在向神祷告。
Because, you know, actually, in most Chinese churches, you don't even see that.
因为在大多数的中国人教会里面，没有这样子的方法。
Yeah, because of how we've been brought up a performance based, we sort of restrict ourselves in terms of our connection with God.
因为我们从小就带大，我们要表现我们跟神的关系如何。
And even in some churches, they are so into like the performance of worship and the performance of everything that really we are starting to develop a very distant relationship from God.
那么在有些教会甚至他们非常注重关于敬拜赞美，关于如何表现出与神的关系，而不是说要远离神的样子。
So I want to summarize the two points I made. The first one then is about the fact that we do have lots of misunderstanding of God.
那么我总结一下，第一点是说我们对神有很多的误解。
And number two, we because of how we've been brought up, our experience, we lack tools to distinguish.
第二点是因为我们从小这样子的被养大，所以我们没有一个能够判别的一个器械工具。
And this brings us to our third point today. What can we do?
那么我的第三点就是说，我们应该怎么办呢？
Actually, the answer is probably all of us know, and we have been told many, many times, but whether we live it or not, that's another question.
那么其实我们大家都知道，但是我们有没有按照的来做呢，就是另外一个问题了。
The answer is seeking God.
那么这答案就是寻求神。
Just like in Hebrews 11:6 that has been read today, it's that God, by faith we go to Him, and God is rewarding those who seek Him.
就像希伯来书第11章6节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And that we seek Him.
那么我们要寻求他，得到他的赏赐。
Let's not miss that word seek.
我们不要错掉那个字，寻求。
What it is, that is telling us is that I don't think we necessarily do it intentionally, but we just approach God the way that we think He is.
那么我们有的时候不是故意这样做，但是有的时候我们向神靠近的时候，我们照我们自己的方法来寻求神。
We do it based on our past experience.
我们按照我们过去的经验。
So that's just what we think, right?
那是我们自以为是。
But God is telling us the way we find out who God is to seek Him.
那么神跟我们讲要找到神是什么样子呢，是要去寻求他。
Not what we say He is, but what who He says He is.
不是说我们说他是谁，乃是说他说他是谁。
It might be a subtle difference, but it's a huge, huge difference.
Maybe 有一些不同，但是实际上是很大很大的不同。
Now, the other verses that we looked at, which Pastor Randy read, was from Psalm 50.
那么另外一处就是 Pastor Andy,
I'm sorry.
And
it's like, if you look at that, basically that also speaks of the same message, and I think that's especially relevant to our Chinese community too.
那么基本上来说，这个地方讲的实际上就是大同小异的，特别对于我们中国教会来说。
Because here God is saying that, well, He is Lord, and
这里神说他是主。
Right, and he says that, you know, all the cows, the goats, actually you don't need to give them to me because he created all them.
他说实际上这些牛啊羊啊他不需要我们的，都是他创造的。
Right, but instead, you know, the way we approach God is, okay, so we have our goat, we have our whatever, we have our time, we have our money, and okay, so God,I am giving that to you.
那么我们想接近神，就是说，哦，我这里有牛有羊，我这里有钱，所以我给你，这样子我就来接近你。
It's again a very performance-based kind of religion that sometimes we get trapped in.
这里仍然是因着表现，我们一直心里面被捆绑住的。
But clearly, God is telling us, Father God is telling us that.He doesn't care about the material, the goats, the whatever. That's not the important thing.
这里神已经讲得很明白了，他不计较，他不需要这些物质上的牛羊等。
He just cares about our heart.
他真正关心是我们的心。
He cares about our heart of thanks.
他关心我们的心里面的这个信心。
He just cares about.You and I.
他就是关心你还有我。
It's not what we do, it's not what we give, it's about you and I.
他不是关于，他不关心我们做什么，或者我们给他什么，乃是关心我们是你与我，他关心的是我们。
So finally, I want to, in a very practical way, just suggest a number of steps.That we can maybe go about dealing with these mistaken ideas of God.
那么我愿意向各位介绍几个方法，我们怎么样来与神当我们对神有一个错误的印象的时候，我们怎么样来做？
第一 I think Oh, that's
first,
right. Thank you. Can't think of that. So, number oneFirst, I think we can search within our heart to actually honestly find those places where we mistake God as a song.
那么首先我们要在我们自己心里面来找神，那么看是我们怎么样误解它是一个句子。
This is an internal search.
这是你在自己内心的寻找。
Nobody else can do it for you.
没有人可以帮你做。
We just have to be honest and look within.
你就必须要老老实实的在你心里面来找。
Once you find them, number two, then you can think about events, people who have brought those mistakes about.
当你找到了，你就可以再去想想关于一些事情，人们带到你面前来的。
Those people who have maybe brought those mistakes to you.
那些人他们有些给你带来错误印象的。
Then pray and forgive them.
那么为他们祷告，原谅他们。
Actually, that was that San Francisco father, a pastor has done. He recognized it and then he forgave his father.
这就是我刚才讲三藩市这个牧师，当他知道的时候，他就原谅他的父亲。
And number three.
第三点。
After forgiving them, continue to honor them and respect them because they were not intentionally trying to harm us.
既然原谅了他们，也要尊敬他们，也要看重他们，因为他们不知道他们所讲所做的。
And then number four.
第四点。
For us now.
那为我们自己。
Actively.
那么我们要很主动的。
Just like Hebrew 11:6 says, actively seek God.
像希伯来书十一章说的，你要很主动的、很积极的来寻求神。
Find out who He is from what He says He is, instead of what we think He is.
那么 要来发现他到底是谁，按照他说他是谁，而不是我们认为他是谁。
And finally, number five.
最后第五点。
Live it.
那么要活在里头。
Live according what according to what God says He is.
生活行为要按照神所说他是的来做。
And enjoy it.
并且要来享受。
And clap your hands.
那要拍你的手。
And dance.And praise God. And live the life of a true Christian. Amen. Let's pray. Oh dear Lord Jesus. We thank you. Thank you for revealing yourself to us. Oh Lord, help us to find out the parts that we are still mistaking about you.And help us to forgive those who have brought these about.
那么让我们帮助我们原谅那些人给我们错误印象的。
Help us to understand who you are.
让我们了解你是谁。
And enjoy you.
那么也享受你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.